John's Gospel, chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen. Thank you all for being here today. May I remind you, today is the last Sunday of January. New Year. We all wish each other is becoming an old year already. And how many more days do we have? We do not know. I've read for you that wonderful chapter. And listening is not so impressionable as singing. You all have this. While we have read that wonderful chapter, you know, in the passage read, four times our Lord Jesus himself said this, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Four times, if you examine that passage, four times, so that you will never forget it. For our Lord came for just that one purpose, not to be a model and example, which he was, but that was not his purpose. But there is the purpose. I want us all to sing this. First one is, stanza one is a general application. Alone, alone. No one else could go for him. He had to do it alone. For that was God's expression of his love for us. The Son of God went to the cross for you. That is a general application. Now, stanza two says, for me. Yes. Not for the rest of the world only, but for me. Make this personal. And when you sing this, sing with spirit and understanding. I always tell my people, when you hear God's word, pray. When you sing God's word, pray. In everything by prayer. Alone, he bore it all alone. For me, he died upon the tree. Who is this he we are referring to, talking about this morning? Turn to John chapter 10 again, please. And here let us focus our minds, our hearts and attention on what we have been singing, reading about. Stanza 1 of chapter 10. Jesus himself, the one who came for us, the one who left heaven's glory for us, the one who is coming again for us. He speaks to you. Wonderful words. Stanza, verse 1. Verily, verily. What do you mean by verily? It means something very important. You don't start off talking to each other, verily. But here the Lord Jesus says, verily, truly. Pay attention, please. Let not your mind stray far away thinking of something else. That's not the case. What does the Lord have to say to us today? He says, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. You know, when Jesus spoke these first five verses, the disciples didn't know what he was talking about. How do we know? It says so. Verse 6. This parable spoke Jesus to his disciples, and they understood not. Do you? Do you understand? What is Jesus talking about? About thieves and robbers and a sheepfold? I said a moment ago, when you hear God's word, what must you do? In your heart, pray. You cannot understand the meaning of these words except the Spirit of God himself instruct you. You need his teaching. You need his enlightenment. And most important, you need him to open your heart's door, that you will receive the truth with joy and gladness and remember it. So pray as you hear. Now, what is Jesus talking about? A sheepfold. This is a very important principle that you all ought to know and to constantly remind yourself, I am a member of his sheepfold. You know, when Jesus recommissioned Peter, Peter had denied him three times. And he repented, weeping bitterly, because how could he do such a thing after he told Jesus, Lord, prison, I go with you. To death also, I go with you. And the very next moment he says, I don't know who you are. Did Jesus write him off? Please understand, we have a wonderful Lord who sympathizes with your weakness, even with your denial of him. So, when Jesus saw him again, after his resurrection, at the lakeside of Galilee Sea, what did he say? Simon Peter, do you love me? Three times. And after each time he says, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. So this is what I'm driving at this morning. Please understand, if you are a believer, if you are a Christian, you are part of a sheepfold of God. And that is the only thing that God has on earth of consequence. The only thing that is precious and important to God is sheepfold. Where is the sheepfold? Here it is. The church of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ is a sheepfold. And Jesus our Lord is the shepherd, the only shepherd, the good shepherd. And here he is trying to teach the disciples that lesson which we learn today for our own benefit and for our edification, for our protection, for our comfort. Did I say comfort? How is your life today? 1 month has gone almost. How is life in Singapore? Wonderful. Everything is looking up, isn't it? Yes or no? Answer is no. In this world ye shall have tribulation. No matter how good materially, we all are walking through a wilderness. And as members of the sheepfold, we have special protection. The good shepherd is with us. So when Jesus finished the first 5 verses, the disciples were wondering, what are you talking about? Now go on. The Lord begins to explain. We have a wonderful Lord. Do you know him? He is the best teacher. He understands that we are so foolish, so slow in understanding, like the disciples. Now he gives the explanation from verse 7. Now we understand. Listen, follow please. I hope you all have your Bibles, the Word of God, and I hope you don't just have Bibles, but read Bibles. Read. What does the Lord Jesus say to us? Again he says, verily, verily, it's very important. Dear friends at True Life BP Church, this morning on the 28th of January, this is very important because Jesus says, verily, verily, so don't go to sleep. I say unto you, I am the door. You heard about the sheepfold. Sheepfold has a door. Now in Holy Land, if you've been there, firstly you understand Holy Land is a very rocky land. What is the predominant color? You've been there, it's brown. Everything is dry and sandy. Until you come to a patch of water by the sides of the River Jordan, then you see a lot of green. Now the shepherd in the Holy Land does not have thousands of sheep under him. He does not. 20, 30, 50, 60. That's it. Right. It is a very personal relationship. Sheep and shepherd. That gives you a picture. We are the sheep. This is the fold. We have a shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd, and he is in charge. Now he says, I am the door. How important to understand that there is a door. There is a door there. Now, for a sheepfold, it is a little different. There isn't a wall like this, but the wall is a low wall of stones and rocks, maybe 3 or 4 feet the most, and goes round until at one point there is a break in that wall. That is the door. Now the sheep are all brought into this fold and kept in there for security. There is only one door to enter this sheepfold, and that is it. And at that door is the shepherd. He sleeps there at night. Please understand, this is not press-button computerized shepherding. Today you go to Australia and New Zealand, it is all done mechanically. Not that. Not that. Here, sheepfold, 30 sheep, and there the shepherd sleeps at the door. You cannot enter that fold except by that door. Who is that door? Jesus says, I am the door. You want to come into the church? You come on my terms. You cannot invent your own terms and come in and turn the sheepfold upside down. Who does that? Read on, please. Verse 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Well, the sheep do not hear them. And they climb in some other way. Who are they? Here the Lord Jesus refers to those who are the false shepherds. Who are the false shepherds? In his day, you know the names of them? Can you tell me the name? Do you know it? Pharisees, priests, scribes, lawyers, the people who were in the establishment, and they ran the temple service and all the synagogues, and they thought they were the ones who were looking after the sheep, when Jesus says, you are the thieves and the robbers. Because you've come into the fold of God, not on his terms, but on your own terms. They're invented. All their doctrines were after the traditions of men. They wrote their own doctrines and made that the law of God. You come in by that door. Whose door? Pharisees' door. They come in. Jesus says, they are not the shepherd, but they are thieves and robbers. Now, what is the application today? Every fold of God is at risk. Please understand. Every one of them. When the shepherd is not faithful and he falls away, he becomes a bad shepherd and he becomes a wolf. He becomes a thief. He becomes a robber. Do we find such things? You know, our Lord Jesus warned about this. In verse 8, he says, all that came before me, and not only that, all that will come after me. Oh yes, after the Lord Jesus ascended, the church was formed, and very soon into the sheepfold came false teachers, false prophets, false pastors, everywhere. And that has happened for the last 2,000 years. Turn to, very briefly, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. And then here again, these are the words of the Good Shepherd. He is talking to us. He says, verse 21, all right, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 21. 7:21 of Matthew's Gospel. Listen. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is talking of the future day. The future day is the day when we all are at the gate of heaven, as it were, seeking to enter. Are you? Why did you come to church this morning? You came to serve and to worship the King of heaven, Jesus Christ. And on that day, when you come to the gate of heaven, I pray that you will receive his welcome. No, not all, please. Not all. Not even pastors. Not even ordained pastors with many theological degrees. Those things do not matter. What does matter? Verse 21. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is not your choice. It is not your right. The right and the power to enter heaven does not belong to you and me, but only to the Good Shepherd, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is in charge of heaven, and he is there to make sure that no one who is not qualified to enter will ever enter. You cannot. So what does it say? Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord. Who are these people who say, Lord, Lord? These are the people who say, Lord, Lord, today, in the churches. It is a sad thing. Majority of churches today are pastored by shepherds, so-called, who do not know the Lord Jesus at all, who never came in by the door, who preach another gospel. And what do they say? Oh, well, you know a name called John Stott, very famous. Hell. Hell is real, yes, but not everlasting. There will be a time when it finishes, then there'll be no hell. So why worry? Why worry? If I go to hell sometime or other, if I am patient enough, one day there'll be no hell, right? There are many other pastors who preach another gospel and say, oh, hell has what? Fire? Oh, but the fire is not very hot. It's all right. There are so many different versions of the gospel today. What does Billy Graham say? Oh, you Christians, good. But other religions also good. All of us will eventually enter kingdom and come to the gate of heaven, and we'll all get in. Cheer up. So these are the things that Jesus has foretold in his word 2,000 years ago. Read again. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who stands on the church pulpit today, ordained pastors, very reverend people, and preaching wonderfully, impressive gospel so-called. Jesus says, no. He was not in charge. I am in charge. When the day comes, I will examine them. And do they qualify or not? Not by what you say, but by what I say. What does the Lord Jesus say? Not everyone shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And what is the will of my Father in heaven? What is the will of God the Father in heaven? The will of God the Father for all of us here is, honor my Son. I have sent you one Savior, not 10 Saviors. Not 5 Saviors. Only one. My only begotten Son. This is my Son. Hear ye him, the voice from heaven, to all those gathered at the River Jordan. This is my Son. I have only one Son. How well do you know him? Do you honor him? Now, these are his words to us. He told the story of the sheepfold in order that we in this present day, in this present church, in this present time, reading the Word of God, will understand. Thank God we have a church where the Son of God is honored. The Word of God is believed in its entirety. Not some of it, not most of it, not almost all of it, but all of it. And because this is the Word of God, can you believe that God wants us to read a book that is not perfect? Some parts all right, some parts not so good. Can it be that we have such a God? Oh, God forbid. Please, if you are looking for that kind of God, don't come here. It's the wrong place. We believe God is a God of truth. A God who speaks only what it means and means only what it speaks, and has given us that testament here. No other place. The Bible according to the translators of King James, right? This Bible. You don't believe me? Examine the other versions carefully. Don't take my word. Examine carefully. And you will find that here and there, there are poisonous parts. Here and there. What's the use of a Bible that has got parts of it? Erroneous, cannot be fully believed, and then you go on happily thinking it's alright. It's not alright. Alright, now back to John's Gospel, chapter 10. Verse 9. John 10:9. I am the door. Yes, you want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, come through him. Don't come because you have read some wonderful theological book and say, this man is good. I used to think he was very good. I told the name of John Stott. I studied his stuff 40 years ago. Until the last 10 years, he began to show his true colors. The same with J.I. Packer, Billy Graham, a lot of them. And this is what Jesus, our Savior, says to us. You got to pay attention. He is the door. Not Billy Graham, not John Stott, not J.I. Packer. They're not the doors. They are thieves and robbers. Wolves. Verse 9. Listen again. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Oh, my friends, you want to be fed? Pasture is grass, isn't it? You are sheep, yes. You want to be fed by the Lord Jesus? Come here. Only this is the word of God, the food of God, the bread of life is this book. Come to him, therefore, and you will be fed. You will find pasture if you come in by that one door. Don't go by many doors. I used to do visitation, and I went to a house, and they said, you're a Christian? Yes. See? Picture of Jesus. But there's also picture of Mary. Very good. There's also Mahatma Gandhi, also Buddha. All good. More the better. I said, dear friend, you must get it right. Let me ask you, when you get home today, do you take four keys out and open your door? No. You have only one key. Jesus is the key to heaven. Only one key. Don't trust in four keys to get into heaven. Oh, my friends, there's so much poison. But we are looking here for, not poison, but pasture. Are you looking for pasture or poison? Which? Verse 9 is so wonderful. You will go in and out and find pasture, absolute, pure, wholesome, safe, nutritious. The Word of God is the pasture. Verse 10, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. Oh, dear friends, don't trust in thieves and robbers and wolves, but trust only in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, remember, he speaks to you and you must listen to him. Now continue, verse 10. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Wonderful. Who wants death? Nobody wants death. We all want to live well, eat well, and then be strong, right? True. Absolute. Jesus says, for that, come to me. No one else can give you life more abundantly. Meaning to say, the life that does not come to an end on this earth and then fizzle out 6 feet underground and then so goes to everlasting fire in hell. That is the end of those who do not have the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are you? I spoke this morning thinking, what shall I say? Many here are believers. I trust most of you are believers. Then what must I say? What you need most today is words of comfort. And this chapter is the most comforting chapter. To know that you are a member of the fold of God. You have the good shepherd who loves you, who knows you by name, who calls you, who leads you and who protects you and feeds you. Wonderful, isn't it? This is a good shepherd. Now for the rest of you, what message is there? I thought to myself, if there is someone here who is yet outside the fold, please consider. Only one fold, only one door, only one shepherd, only one pasture. Please come in. Outside of this, there is no security. I cannot tell you otherwise. If I did, I'll be telling a lie. So, to all of you, you're a believer? Continue. Follow the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He goes before you. Now back to Holy Land. Those flocks there are quite small. And the good shepherd scouts for the best pasture land every day. He knows where to go. And when he leads them out of the fold, shepherd first. Never the other way around. He doesn't say with the sheepdog, chase the sheep, go ahead. And shepherd takes a rod and takes a slow stroll at the back. Never, never. Shepherd first. What's the meaning of this? Shepherd first means he goes before you. Any danger, any alarm, he gets it first. Because the sheep are very precious to him. Because God has nothing more on earth except us. We are the sheep. We are his heritage, you know. On earth, God has nothing but believers. sinners saved by the blood of his Son. And these are his very precious. You are very precious. So anyone who is still outside of this wonderful fold, please listen carefully. There is one door, one shepherd, one gospel, one word. Come in. Then you will have, verse 10, life more abundantly. Not death. Jesus never sells death, but he sells us, gives us life everlasting. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. As I said just now, it's mentioned four times. That none here can complain that, oh, I'm sorry, I got low IQ. I can't remember. Low IQ also can remember, if I tell you four times. And Jesus knows that not everybody is IQ 200, you know, not everybody. So here it is, four times. Where do you say four times? Verse 11, listen. I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, first time. Can you understand that? Oh, dear friends. The good shepherd protects the sheep, cares for the sheep, knows all the needs of the sheep, looks after the sheep in every detail. If anyone comes for the sheep, the good shepherd will never allow it because he is the good shepherd. Not the hireling. Who is the hireling? Hireling is the one who gets a salary, $10 a day. Okay, you get the $10. You go and look after the sheep. If the wolf comes, if there is danger, he runs away. Not that. We have a wonderful shepherd. He is called the good shepherd. Verse 11. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. No one can touch my sheep except he touched me first. And for that reason, our Lord Jesus came, forsook heaven's glory down to earth in order that he may buy us back to God, going to that place called Calvary. Why? Do you ever ask yourself, why did Jesus have to go to Calvary? He did not have to go. Not at all. He owed no debt. We owe the debt. We owe a debt of our lives that we could not pay. He paid that debt that he did not owe. There's the good shepherd. He came for that one purpose, and all he says is, look to me. Come to me. Why will you die? Why do you stay outside the fold and die? Jesus says, come to me. Look to me. I am the good shepherd. How many times does he say that? Four times. Verse 11. Verse 15. I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 17, I lay down my life that I might take it again. Verse 18, I lay down my life of myself and I have power to lay it down. You know, when they came to arrest him, what did Jesus say? You think you're very powerful? Please don't get it wrong. You think I cannot call now even to pray my Father in heaven and he will instantly send down more than 12,000 angels? One angel is enough to demolish any army. 12,000 angels. My friends, Jesus did not have to die. He came just to die for you and for me in order that we may have this life more abundantly. Life that never ends. Life that goes on to the day when we shall all be gathered together with the great shepherd, with the Father, with all the others from every people and tongue and kindred and nation of all the earth. All who have come in by that door. All who have put their trust in that shepherd. All who have bowed to him and received the cleansing blood. All of us will be gathered there one day, all because of what? Good shepherd. Four times. You cannot forget that, can you? Only the good shepherd. Four times he says, I die for you. I lay down my life for you, that you need not die, that you may live. Oh, my friends, no other gospel, nothing else can comfort, nothing else can cheer you up today, except this. Our Father in heaven, may thou speak to someone who has never put his faith and trust in the Good Shepherd. To know that outside of him there is no future, no hope, no life. Hear this our prayer. Help us now to appreciate the love of God shed abroad, shown to us in the person of his Son, our Good Shepherd. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.